Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Right. What's your favorite alcoholic beverage?
If you love being in a girl group,
this is totally for you.
Some people call us overwhelming.
Yeah. Love it or leave it, we don't care. No, but we want you here.
Welcome to You Can Sip With Us. Spirit With Us, Part
Again.
Two.
Part Two.
Man, I hope you all listened to last week. I'm Colleen.
I'm Ashley.
Are you sipping on anything?
I'm not sipping a damn thing.
Me neither. Ashley looks...
I put up one of those face masks. If you guys have seen them on social, they're these masks. They go on white, and then they stay on you until they go clear. And we take them off. You have glass skin. So that's what I'm doing. I'm in process. It's been on for probably an hour and a half. Some people sleep in them. I can't be sleeping in this kind of stuff.
No.
Plus, it's like sticky. I hung this fringe up on Revy's door for her birthday this week. Yeah. And normally when you walk through the fringe, it just goes over you.
Sure.
It stuck to my face. And so I was like as if it was, you know, like saran wrap.
Yeah.
Like saran wrap sticks. Like I was just like, if, yeah. So anyway, my head got stuck in all the fringe. And it's if I sound funny, it's because my mouth isn't moving as well as normal. But Colleen's getting the full brunt of this look.
I buy face masks and eye patches, and then I just don't use them.
Use them, yeah.
Which is annoying to me.
I know, but they're really not that. I do like eye patches, but they're not that luxurious. In fact, I think face masks are annoying. I won't buy these again.
It's also like just not. I haven't made it part of my routine. So I like get out of the shower and I like immediately put on my face stuff.
Yeah.
And then I put on my face stuff and I think, oh, I can't put a face mask over this.
No, you can't put the,
it needs to be on clean skin.
Right. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then you take that off and then do you still rub stuff in?
Oh, yeah.
After that, you do your full face stuff.
Yeah, then I do my full face stuff. People are like, you don't even need to. And I've seen it and it really does look like glass skin, but my skin is thirsty, so I just I can't get enough moisture and like as much as I possibly can, you know.
And those are supposed to be for moisture?
Yeah, these ones are. Apparently.
What's the brand?
I get it on Amazon here. Let me look it up for you.
Let's just do like
a. It was like a viral thing. I saw it all over the place.
This could be a stocking stuffer idea for people.
Yeah, it is. If people like. You know? Like face masks.
Yeah.
Don't get me it, but.
Or me.
Us, but someone. Maybe some other people if you want. If you hate someone, this would be a good thing to put in their stocking.
Okay.
No, someone likes face. Someone likes
someone
face.
Someone out there. Probably just everybody.
So it's Sung. Oh, wow. They're on big sale right now. 40% off. Sung Boon Editor Deep Collagen Overnight Masks. Oh. TikTok famous, it says.
Mm-hmm.
Korean skincare. So I got the 4-pack. I did the just like deep collagen. Oh, it looks like they've got some other ones. Oh, and maybe a soothing mask might be nice. My skin is, they have an extra hydrating mask. They got a vitamin C. Yeah, they got a bunch on here now and they're 4 for $11. Stop it. So guys, do it. I mean, you'll Google like viral Korean face mask and you'll probably see videos and it's incredible how your skin looks after. But it's also just a pain in the booty, you know?
Yeah. Yep.
So
there you have it.
Mm-hmm. We are bringing gift guides soon.
Oh, yes. We are going to do a gift guide like next week.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. The what? Top of the list for this, for someone you love, is merch.
Right. We you did can launch sip merch. With us we merch. Forgot. We forgot to tell you guys about that.
If you're over on our Instagram, you can sip with us at You Can Sip With Us. You saw it there. If you're
you
on
did see it
Patreon, patreon.com/youcansipwithus, that's where you get Friday episodes. We launched it there.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're just hearing this for the first time, well, you got to follow us on Insta. You got to join us on Fridays over on Patreon.
Come on. Come
but it's
on
not
over.
Too
come
late to stock up for Christmas.
No, so we
you guys.
Launched it kind of, well, I guess it's not early now because this is like post-Thanksgiving now. We launched it on Patreon first and then we're going to launch it last week and then we forgot because we got so excited about
Swept
Erica
away with
that
Erica.
We just, couldn't. Which I love our conversations with her. I could talk to her for hours and hours and it still wouldn't be enough.
The things that she, they penetrate like on a deep level, like your soul, they really, it really does conversations with her and it's really empowering and it stays with you. And I will say, if you're thinking about booking a reading with her, do it because it will transform you in some way.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always kind of the message you need to hear is what will come. It's incredible.
But I will say, when I first booked with her, I thought she was going to tell me more about that. Like, she's not a psychic, and I know that now, but she's not going to tell you the future. She's going to talk to your guides and see that, like, it's more like you're getting guidance from your angels, basically. Like, you know, so it's not like she's going to say, although she did tell me, I see you with three babies in your arms, but she is very clear. So the first time I had a reading with her, I was in a place where I didn't really know what was next for me or something. And I wanted her to tell me exactly that everything was going to be okay. And this is how it's going to happen and what's going to go down. And she didn't have any of that information. She had like, she's like, I keep seeing a picture of a hot air balloon. They're telling me the sky is the limit. You're the only thing holding you back. I'm like, yeah. Tell me what I'm supposed to do.
Tell me the end.
So just know that about her. But now I love that. Mm-hmm. I actually prefer it because it makes me feel like it's not written for me. I am just being supported and guided, but I still get to make my own decisions about my life and my future. And I don't know. But the other thing I love about her is she's like us, you know, she's not like a wackadoodle-doo. Like I would hang out with her. I would go to drinks with her. I would, go to concert. I actually thought like, shit, we should have invited her to Taylor Swift because I think she's a big Swiftie. But
that would have been epic.
That would have been really good. And that,
is it too late?
I don't know. I have one ticket remaining.
Text her.
But some people are like, I've got it out to them and I'm waiting to hear back. And then I also have last minute. I got a few people, like one person on the SIP squad said, hey, I'm in Vancouver if you happen to have an extra ticket. So I feel like if it comes down to it, because now we're getting crunch time. I mean, it's freaking the week of the show.
Could you have been timed any better?
Wait, did you did? What was that?
I don't know.
Oh my God. Oh my God. What? Is
did
that
you
spirit?
Do that?
Yes. It was do 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 do.
No, did you do that?
No, I don't know how to do that. Wait, hold on. I accidentally did click a button on my keyboard, I think, because I was like, I don't know. I was moving the cord. Let me see. Nope, I just clicked it again. That's not it. No buttons are working. So that was for sure. Oh my God. I'm like trying to hit other buttons just to see. Nothing is making that noise.
Do-do-do-do-do.
I have never known that. Oh, wait. What's this? Did I hit this? See this at the top? Do you have this at the top?
What?
At the top, it says intro, outro, dramatic piano, drums, and ballpark. I must have clicked the mouse somehow. Do you remember last time I accidentally clicked the mouse and stopped recording? And then we went on and on. We had to re-record a segment and act like we were surprised.
Yeah.
My mouse is happy. Okay, want to hear some... Make a joke.
Your new job... Are these sound effects? That is your new job.
Oh my God. Okay, wait.
What?
I have to tell you something really intense.
What?
Wow, how long does this one go for? Do I have to stop it? I guess I have to stop it. What's intro outro?
Ooh. Oh.
Whoa. Okay. This is okay. Intro? Okay. Oh, whoa.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show, yo. Wow. Okay, I had no idea. And there's a little plus sign here. I can add in my own sound effects. Wow. Holy shit.
Okay.
This is great. Hey, this is great news.
We're going to go into the mailbag.
Okay. Oh. How do I do that? What should I do? My only options are intro, outro, dramatic piano, drums, and ballpark.
You just have to go with your gut. You can't go wrong.
I need
wrong.
To down. Oh my God. I'm going to Google sound effects.
This is.
I mean, I need applause. I need to Google applause. We need to have applause on here. We need to have, like, what would it be if I'm going into the mailbag? What would that be? What sound would I Google for that? Like an envelope opening?
Yeah.
You know?
Or like the sound of an email coming in, like,
oh,
like,
yeah,
you've got mail. Whoosh,
okay.
But we're going into the mailbag. I'm gonna start doing it while you're doing that.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to find something.
Do you remember the BetterHelp ad where you thought that it sounded like we were going to BetterHelp?
Yeah, BetterHelp. Yeah, of course. Okay. I did.
Reva emails and she says, Colin Ash, just a guess here, but I feel like maybe people would hear better health instead of better help.
Oh.
And that's how we're spelling it. But also, or that's why we're spelling it.
That
makes sense. But also interested in some better hell, in better hell some days. Thanks for keeping me smiling every Tuesday morning.
Yeah, that does make sense.
It does
because
make sense.
There is a P on the end, betterhelp.com. So maybe it is betterhealth.com.
That could be it.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. But my brain goes 0 to 60.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, this is from Kristen. So novice, which makes it so good. Our editor is like smashing his head on the desk right now.
Well,
no,
listen,
look what's
happened.
You
know who we are. You knew who we are when you showed up here.
All right. This comes from Kristen, which, by the way, if you're not emailing us, if you want to ask us a question, we'll take it on two sips. You can sip with us at gmail.com. Mm-hmm. Or if you have thoughts on the episode, send us them. Okay. And no promises. So this is from Kristen. Hi, ladies. Wanted to check in because I just listened to your podcast, looking for ideas of activities to do in the evening to relax. A few years back, I was also looking for something and my sister introduced me to cross stitch. Okay, this is
Guess
the second
what?
Person
Guess
who...
What?
What?
You've got mail.
Found it. Nailed it so hard. Oh my God. Keep going.
Okay. I'm not a super crafty person, but this is an easy, doable activity, and the results are so pretty. I go on Etsy and find a fun pattern, download it, and buy my thread at Michael's. It's a super affordable activity, and I love that I'm not on my phone while I'm doing it. Mm-hmm. Another bonus is that these make wonderful gifts. See attached pics of my Christmas cross stitches I've done recently. Thanks for the great podcast, ladies. I love listening to... Okay, these are cute. She sent some pictures of... the things that she's been doing. And this is like the second or third email that we received about cross stitch. I want to try it.
Excellent. Keep going.
Okay, ad time. Now what? Smart ass.
Oh, I should get a freaking bell. What's our intro? I mean,
no, we need out with the bell.
People, Erica thought that because we did the intro with her live on the last show, and she's like, I thought that was like a pre-recorded thing. No, it's all live. We do these bells. These are live every time. It's all in real time. Yeah, I got to find a new little ad thing anyway. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I know. Hey, listen, I just went to Vegas for a couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
And I have cracked the code. I know we've all tried to find ways to feel good after a night of drinks, but I found something, Ash, that actually works.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pre-alcohol probiotic from the brand Z-Biotics. Z-Biotics, their probiotic was invented by PhD scientists to tackle rough mornings after drinking. Here's how it works. When you drink, alcohol gets converted into a toxic byproduct in the gut. It's this byproduct, not dehydration, that's to blame for your rough next day. Pre-alcohol produces an enzyme to break this byproduct down. This is a proactive solution that wards off feeling miserable the next day instead of a reactive approach, like drinking electrolytes or eating greasy food. Every time I have Z-Biotics before I drink, I really truly notice a difference the next day. Even after a night out, I know that I'm going to be ready to parent, to hop on a flight, to be able to get things done, get the laundry folded without worry. I was pretty skeptical about this when they came on as a partner, but I will tell you, I've tried it. It works. I gave it a shot. And just most recently, like I said, I went to Vegas. I was out late. We were having fun. This was the first thing I drank before my drinks, before my delicious cocktails at dinner. And you wouldn't believe how on top of my game I felt the very next morning.
With the holiday season upon us, I know I'm going to be consuming a bit more alcohol than usual, but with pre-alcohol, I can stay on track and not let the season throw me off course. Go to zbiotics.com/sip to learn more and get 15% off your first order when you use code SIP at checkout. ZBiotics is backed with 100% money-back guarantee, so if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Remember to head to zbiotics.com/sip and use the code SIP at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, ZBiotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times.
All right.
I was just testing a bell sound right before, because I'm trying
this
to find
thing
a bell.
Is amazing.
It went on for 28 seconds. So the whole time I was reading that, there was just a bell, because I clicked the play to test it and then you threw it to me. And then it went on for 20, the whole time I was reading that call, it was like ding, 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 ding. I'm like, okay.
Torture.
Chill out. But I did find something that is very seasonal.
Okay.
It's a Christmas sleigh bell.
No, maybe it's
That's not so good. That wasn't so good. Okay, we got to work on a transition thing. But what we need to do first is send it over to Erica. So last week we did kind of lay of the land. Who's Erica? And if you haven't listened to that, go back and listen to that first. She kind of talked to us overarching. How are we all feeling with everything going on? Colleen and I each had a question. This week, it's all about you guys.
I did get a bunch of messages from your listeners.
Yes. Let's dive in.
Should I tell
and
you?
We'll do, and we'll try and, for everyone listening who might have sent, we'll try and rapid fire these so we get through.
Yeah. Okay. Let me try and go quicker. Mm-hmm. So I also just want to tell people who are listening, just so they understand. And I told you guys in the beginning, you know, when I am reading for someone, it's like we're sitting for 45 minutes. We're going in. I'm deep into that person's, you know, with their permission, their energy, working with spirit. So it's an incredibly specific experience. Mm-hmm. When it's a friend of a friend through a friend, you know what I mean? It doesn't mean it's not specific, but the messages will be different, right? Because I don't have them sitting here. I don't have their permission to read for them. Mm-hmm. So what comes through in these types of settings are what's meant to come through, you know, which is like a whisper down the lane situation. So I just want you guys to know that neither is better or worse, but just so you understand how it can be a little bit different in this format.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So I got a picture of a beautiful, wonderful person and it says, and I'll try and go quickly, really quick. Also, sorry, disclaimer. I am not a doctor or a therapist. Mm-hmm. Anything I say that's medical, you must consult your physician, not me. Okay. Thank you. She says, is there a medical reason why I can't lose weight or is it just my lack of motivation? You can sit with us, longtime follower. Love your messages. Okay. So when I look at this lovely, I mean, she is so kind and sweet. She's obviously here to help people. You should see her. She's with kids in a classroom. So she's obviously a white lighter that came here to assist others, which is so great. So her path is really just understanding how to then assist herself. So don't go with lack of motivation. That's so mean. That's just working against yourself. That's just fighting yourself. Oh, I don't have willpower. Oh, great. Mm-hmm. That sucks. And then it also paints you in a corner that you can't get out of. That's a brick wall. So that's not it at all. Can we think of this that you're turning over a new leaf right now and 2025 or whatever this month is super juicy because you're on a new part of your journey? Mm-hmm. I would say when I look at you, I don't think there's a medical thing. Again, you have to consult your physician. I don't think there's a medical thing. I think your body is really It's like when you get bloated or inflamed, there's like a inflammation inflamed. And what I see is from preservatives.
Mm-hmm.
Preservatives. So basically it's like annoyingly, so all whole foods, no processed or fried foods or anything like that, or any foods that have been super processed. You have an irritation or even an allergy to processed foods, processed lunch meats, tons of yeast and all of that. You're just sensitive and you're inflamed. So you're going to heal all this with food. First of all, you're gorgeous. I know you're talking about weight loss. You're absolutely gorgeous. So don't even think of this like weight loss. Think of this as like everything that you do is just giving back to the body temple, because you are so damn freaking important. You are a white lighter. We need you. So work with focusing on just whole foods and don't think about anything else. Don't overcomplicate this. Just start there. The other thing is that you are at times eating when you're not hungry. And I know that's a very triggering thing to say. I'm sorry, but this is what spirit is telling me to say. So I'm going to say it. So just take a deep breath. Take a deep breath, sit down, put your hand over your food and just say like, oh, am I hungry? And if you're like, no, then just save it for later. And if you are, then eat it and enjoy. Don't overthink it. Wow. You know, stress can sometimes also make us hold on to weight as well. I hope that helps.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, yes. I have someone that said they have just started cancer treatment and they want any messages about the treatment. Okay. So she said, my question would be, what does spirit want me to know as I go through this journey? She had been diagnosed, I believe, with breast cancer. What is important for me to keep in mind and remember? Oh, that you're going to be healthy. Mm. Easy. That was like such a green flag. It's like, oh, you've got this.
Wow.
Oh, you so got this. This is like you're on that ride. I just see you on like one of those river rafting rides. It's like, here we go. You're going straight to health. So when you think of yourself, don't think, just keep on thinking of your health. It's like you're on a speeding train straight back to your health. Go, 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 go. Just run, don't walk, and keep picturing that health. And I do see you getting healthy, just so you know. So you're going to be okay.
Wow. Okay, that's amazing.
Yeah. Next one. Hi, Erica. I'd love some insight on when to know you're following your gut / intuition or not getting distracted by anxiety. Right? I'm having a lot of uncertainty in my relationship, whether to stick out this rough time or to leave and start over. I'm having trouble hearing my gut. Usually it's so clear. Yeah, that's so hard. So right now I'm going to tell you, don't do anything. Don't do anything. Just stop asking yourself what to do. Just give yourself like 5 days. Because you're in so much resistance to your truth right now. The answer is already there. I know you know it. I know it. You know it. You're just so resistant to it right now out of fear and doubt, worry and fear of being alone and all those things. So just stop asking the question because you're just not getting the answer. You haven't fully cooked the answer. It's like putting a turkey in the oven and being like, is it done? It's like, no, you have 8 more hours.
Right.
You know? So just give yourself a breath. Mm-hmm. And when you're dealing with your relationship and you're talking to them, just tune into how you're feeling, not with your answer, but how am I feeling after we just talked? Do I feel happy? Do I feel sad? Do I feel disrespected?
Yeah.
And then you go, okay, and move on. Just give yourself a few days. Stop asking the question. You don't have enough space for the answer. The mind is running away with you. So create a little space, create a little breath. Go for a walk, focus on yourself a little bit. The answer will come. You're a closed door right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you guys have other questions?
Yeah, yes. I have. Okay, so I picked a couple from our inbox.
Nice.
And this is from our listener, Kayla. Hi, Kayla. So here's, I'll read the question, then I'll show you the picture. So from Kayla, I have 4 kids. And with 3 of them, it always took me some time to truly bond with them. But when my first son, 3rd child, was born, about an hour after he was born, I looked at him and our eyes locked. And it was this clear, almost magical moment of, have I known you forever? I replay this moment all the time. He's now 7 and I'm dying to know if I really did know him in a past life. So let me view the picture. And then can you see that?
Oh,
reunited and it feels so good. That's what's playing in my mind. Reunited and it feels so good. Yeah. So yes, reunited these beautiful people. But here's something I must tell you, Kayla.
Ooh.
You have known them all before.
Oh. Ooh.
Every single one. And it's so funny.
I just got goosebumps.
Wow.
Yeah, me too. And it's so funny because people always, you know, are like, wanting, you know, in readings, like this is a past life and this is a past life. And, you know, I want to, you know, have an affair with this person at work because it's all past life connection, right?
Right,
and it's sometimes it isn't. Sometimes it isn't. But I actually think that all four kids you have been with that third son, I don't know. I'd have to get with your energy deeper, Kayla, but the third son you lost in another life. So I don't know if that was a sibling to you or who it was to you before, but it was a tragic loss. So when you saw him, you went, oh my God, you know, we do think that sometimes, oh, I'll see you next lifetime. And it's like, this is that lifetime.
Oh,
this is that lifetime when you go, oh my God, you know, you just, it was a very, very tragic loss. I don't think it was mother, son. I'm getting more of a sibling connection there, but it was a horrible, horrible loss. And when you saw him, you went, oh my God, you know, I guess I'll see you next lifetime is this one.
Yeah.
But you know the others too.
Yeah.
You know the others too. So that's beautiful. And I love that you felt that message for you 2025. Listen to your gut because you're being directed correctly very much.
I have someone that I know that I feel very energetic, like magnetized to, but we have not had an easy relationship. It seems like there's lots of like bumps and like, it doesn't feel easy. But for some, and for most relationships in my life, I'm like, okay, well, I'm moving on. Like, that's not, we're clearly not, but I'm very magnetically connected for something keeps drawing me back. Is that, could be a past life thing, or could it just be like, I'm supposed to know them in this life? Like, or is it just whatever?
Yeah. Like, I think, you know, the interesting thing about past life connections, they are not always easy.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it is the one that has challenged us the most.
Okay.
It is fulfilling some kind of karma or something between, you know, people that are, you know, or even an agreement, a loving agreement, you know, I'm going to come and be this, you know, person to help you learn through this experience.
Yeah.
I think with the person that you're talking about, Ashley, I think it's not done because you haven't gotten the lesson yet.
Mm.
And I do think you may have known each other, but I don't feel like it's a very recent life at all.
Okay.
But I think it's like you need to get that lesson and then you'll see the relationship kind of change, shift, or fall away.
Okay.
Here's another one from Marissa. Okay. So Marissa wrote, she said, I'm struggling, but I'd love to know what Erica, she says, I won't say anymore. She has a question, but she's saying she's struggling and she just seriously wants to know what you see. And then here's the question and then I'll show the picture. She said, I lost my mom in March of 2023. I miss her so much every day. She lost her battle with dementia, so I have missed her for so long, even before she passed. My question is, I am always looking for signs that she is with me and supporting me. I sometimes think that I'm making things up in my head just to believe she was there, just to believe she's giving me a sign, but I wonder if I'm making it up. When will I know if it's really her? And so this is a picture of Marissa and her family.
Oh, that is so beautiful. Okay, so Marissa, let me tell you this. That is how spirit communication works. When those signs meet your belief and your trust in your gut, that's when it all comes together. So let me explain. If someone's mom or grandma or whoever they're missing just walked in their front door and was like, hey, wanted to chat with you,
right. We
would go crazy. That doesn't happen. That is not the law of the land. So what happens is we think of them. We feel them, and then we see something. We notice something. That's that connection. So you know, or, you know, something, you see a bird, and then you think of your mom, you know, or you see, you know, a beautiful ray of light, and you think of your mom, right? And then you go, no, that can't be mom, right? So you're asking for a signier sign, right? You're getting right. all these signs. And then you're like, can I get a sign of your sign? That butterfly that mm-hmm. landed on my porch wasn't enough. Mm-hmm. Right? But the law of the land is there are no sign of your signs. So go into your heart, take a deep breath, and know that that is how she's connecting with you. Spirit connects telepathically. Spirit connects through dreams. Spirit connects through mediums, through your gut, through your intuition, and through signs in nature, mm-hmm. through songs, through the clock. So if you want to take those signs, that's beautiful. If you're waiting for a sign of your sign, but you can't even get those signs, the sign of your sign can't come. Mm. Okay. So that happens. And they're not always the same thing. Like some people are like, I always see a ladybug when I think of my grandma. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah.
And that's just the sign. And they pull that sign towards them over and over again, like a magnet. Right. And some is just coming in our thoughts. Mm-hmm. And then we see something. Marissa, you and your mom were so, so, so connected. You guys were each other's person. You know what I mean when I say that? It's like that was Marissa's person, really. So take the connections, take the heart connections, and accept those connections as validation, right? The only way you're going to feel her more is really discovering your own inner voice, going deeper within your spirit, because that's where your mom can connect with you. Mm-hmm.
Okay, we'll do one more. This is from Sarah. We'll see if we can save Sarah a lot of work here. This is a lighter one that we're in. Well, not kind of light, I guess.
Okay.
All right. So in April of 2023, Sarah, I'm kind of paraphrasing this email, they moved into their new home. It was a new build. They have three small children with a fourth on the way. Wow. So they have Nest indoor cameras set up in the bedrooms and one in the downstairs playroom. She sent a video and a picture. One evening, they got a notification that the playroom had, quote unquote, spotted some activity. They thought it was odd since all the kids, husband, and everyone was on the main floor in the house. Everyone was asleep but her. She ended up saving the video and pausing it at various times. And then there was something that she thinks she sees. She said, I feel like you can make out a human, maybe a small child with legs, arms, maybe wearing a dress. When we lived in their previous house, her oldest child, maybe three at the time, became super spooked one evening and asked, who is the little girl in daddy's office? She tried to calmly explain. I tried calmly asking her open-ended questions. She said she had on a dress, long hair. She said she thought she was mean because she was smiling and showing her teeth. So she has a lot of questions, so feel free to answer what makes the most sense. Do we feel like this could be a spirit? Are they still here in the new house with us? Uh-huh. If they are here, why are they attaching? And how do we know if they're good or bad? So I'm going to try. Maybe I'll
all
just
I'm going to say is oy vey. All right, let's see if I can see the video from here.
Let's see.
While you're looking for that, I just saw one that I'm going to read. It's not a question, but she said that she was binging our podcast back in like 2021, 2022. She said, I've never shared the story with anyone. When I first binged the podcast in 21, 22, I was listening to the episode with Erica from April 2020. It was the last thing playing through the Bluetooth in her car. When she returned to the car, it auto-connected to iTunes, which she never uses. Immediately, I paused the song until I saw what started playing, Soak Up the Sun by Sheryl Crow, my cousin's favorite song who passed away at 13 years old. I think of her often, and that sign was a blessing.
Oh, I'm so happy. This is what it is, guys. When you open up, when you open up for the signs, that's literally the question we just were doing. When you become available, when you tune in, I mean, think of spirit like a radio station that, you know, you turn on and you tune into it. And that's such a beautiful thing. I love that story. That's really interesting. And that can happen when you're, you know, maybe resonating with a medium or a spiritual, you know, someone talking spiritually and that it feels really good, you know.
I just texted you the still image. The download wasn't sending, but it looks like that's the playroom.
Mm-hmm. Can you show me the moving image?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't love it. I'm going to have to say that. And you guys know me so well. We've known each other 5 years. Do I ever say anything?
No. So she needs to sage it and ask it to leave.
Let me see.
Let me see if I can just forward you the message.
I'll tell you a crazy story while we're doing this if you want.
Yes.
I had someone call me for a reading and when I came on the screen, she started crying. Many people do that, not because I'm so special, but because getting with that energy and having that time can be overwhelming. Yes. But I was like, don't worry about it. This happens. Everyone, you know, this is part of it. And she said, no, I'm crying because of your face. And I'm like, okay. She said, my mom came to me in a dream. And she told me, she was trying to talk to me on the phone, but I couldn't hear her on the phone. And she showed me a picture of you.
Good.
Whoa.
And was like, find this woman, because she will be able to help us with the telephone, basically.
Oh my
so she started doing research and she found me. And was
Oh my gosh.
Isn't that wild?
Yes.
I thought you guys would like that.
Wow.
I sent you an email.
Oh, thank you.
Best way. Yeah, and then it has like the little moving.
I thought you would like that story because spirit works in all kinds of ways.
Uh-huh.
You know, all kinds of ways. So be open to how spirit is communicating with you. Okay, I'm going to watch this really quick.
Wow.
Oh, I didn't see anything from that video.
Oh.
I mean, I didn't see a darn thing, but that doesn't mean that what's happening is not real. Okay.
Right.
I just didn't, I didn't see anything from that video.
Okay.
Let me see. I just, you know, the only thing that got me a little bit was that was her son, you know what I mean?
Asking,
and then her kind of remembering that and kind of feeling that energy there. You know, I think the thing about her, what was her name? I don't remember, but sorry, Sarah. I think the thing about Sarah, you know, she has these incredible kids. She has a great life for these kids. I think she has a lot of children around her that were wanting to kind of come in and come through. I think there's just a lot of that energy. And then sometimes any stuck childlike energy, I can see sometimes connects with a family a little bit that maybe is stuck, lost, or confused, right? Which is so rare, you guys.
Yeah.
99.9999% go over. But every once in a while, we get some imprint of energy, right? It's an imprint. It's not some scary demon baby, okay? Like, don't even go there. But I do think this family has energy around them. There's just a lot of energy around them. The mom has brought in a lot of baby energy. Her kids, I hate the word, but for lack of time, are old souls. I'll explain why I hate it if we have more time, but they have had a lot of siblings, a lot of different energy. Mm. That dress, you know, this child obviously was lost, you know, from some scarlet fever or some weird plague, right? Mm. That's the energy I got from that child. I don't think it's harmful. I think it's irritating and I think it's uncomfortable, you know, to have that around. So I don't care to delve into what and why do we want to kind of get mushy with some weird energy? Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't love going, well, this spirit, all of a sudden that I'm reading for stuck energy, that's not what I like to do because it's not that comfortable for me. But I do think this is a lost child. I think they have a lot of this beautiful, I mean, it was in a playroom, right? So I think for the mom, you know, listen, there's many ways that you can go about this. I wouldn't get scared. I think that's a huge mistake, especially dealing with child stuck energy, that fear, then they can become a little playful. I've seen like kid energy move things or hide in closets and it's a confusing feeling. So I would just, again, go in the play. I mean, it's not even just in the playroom. It's the energy around the family. I would just kind of go in the house, open all the doors, windows, lights. You can sage it if you want. You can use sage spray. You can do whatever you want. And the mom's just going to walk around, Sarah, the house with the doors and windows open, light a white light candle, and just say, you know what? Whatever's knocking around in here around my family, I'm just going to just ask my angels to kind of clear out whatever stuck energy is kind of hanging around here from different lifetimes, right? It's just a different lifetime. Whatever this is not your lifetime. Go back to your timeline. Go to your timeline. All is well. Don't get scared, Sarah. It's okay. You guys are blessed beyond measure. It's all good. Call your angels, call your ancestors, and just zhuzh it all out. Imagine each of your children. Imagine your beautiful angels wrapping their wings mm-hmm. around each child. This child is in this timeline. Anything that doesn't need to be there, any psychic debris or past debris, can just go in the name of light, God, whatever your pleasure, Sarah. You know, it all mm-hmm. tastes like chicken. Jesus, Moses, Allah, Buddha, whoever you like, whatever your pleasure.
Like
it all tastes like chicken. Pray to them, you know, and ask them to assist you and serve you. But don't be afraid. It's all good. But yeah, I mean, it definitely is some mushy energy that's around the fam.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. If you are feeling in shock and awe like we are, we've got another thing to help you feel your best. Thank you, BetterHelp, for sponsoring this episode. BetterHelp, we've talked to you guys about this for over a year now. What I love, like taking care of your mental health, taking care of your mind is always important, but especially this time of year. It is the time for joy, but it's also, there's a lot of heavy stuff going on. There's a lot, you know, that we're just kind of all processing. And sometimes it just helps to have a neutral sounding board to talk through everything's with. That is where BetterHelp comes in. It is entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You go online, fill out a little questionnaire, and then you'll get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge if their schedule doesn't work out, if the vibe isn't vibing, whatever. But it is truly so convenient to be able to do it right from your house. And I feel like even if you don't have something that you need to work through, it is just so nice to have someone that is completely unbiased, kind of help show you your brain and get to know yourself a little better. We talked about this a little over on Patreon, actually, like picking up on habits that you have and things that maybe you do on autopilot that you might want to change or adding to anxiety, whatever, like any sort of neutral sounding board, and then you don't have to leave your house. Sign me up.
No kidding. Find comfort this December with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/sip today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/sip. Before we rewrap, mm-hmm. Erica, is there anything coming through for Ash and I?
Let's see. Let me start with Colleen here. Hold on one sec, because I just need to write for a second, Colleen.
Oh, you're good.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Okay, cool. So right now you have a lot of blue energy around you, which is a really cool thing. So blue energy is all about outflow and communication, right? So you're communicating with people, you're voicing things. I know you obviously you're on a podcast, but this is in other places in your life as well. Mm-hmm. You're really like sharing, communicating. I don't know if you're going to be, you know, teaching people or training people or really setting things up. You're really mm-hmm. coming into this leadership position. And also with blue energy, also that activates the listening. So for you, it's just balancing out, hearing what people are saying and communicating out to them. Mm. But it's really the blue for you right now is really glowing about sharing, about leading, about kind of setting things up and taking this like role of being a guiding light for others. You know what I mean? Even mentorship. And you know, what's interesting, and I don't know why your guides wrote this. I'm like laughing. I'm like, this can be annoying, but it's like, you are in such your prime right now. Mm. And this is such a juicy moment for you. And you know, when we meet someone, when we fall in love, we have kids, it's like, we really, I don't like this expression, but how to explain, we go like under, like just like in, you know what I mean? Into like this kind of little cozy hibernation, even if we're still working or creating. Right?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you're kind of coming out of that. And there's a real mm-hmm. kind of time to shine moment happening for you. So this is fun. Mm-hmm. Have mm-hmm. fun. Mm. Enjoy it. You know, this is the good bits. This is juicy. Have fun. Mm, have juicy. A good time. Yeah. This
have is a juicy good time. 2025.
Yeah. Friends. Have fun with
I
it.
Love it.
Don't stress. Yeah. Just enjoy it. This is a really positive time. This is a lot of forward motion. You've got a lot of momentum. Don't stress. Just go like, oh yeah, I'm here. This is good, babe. Like I'm like on this cool train right now. Yeah. Things are coming together. It's like it's a new phase. So like before, if you were kind of like moving on a little bit reflective, moving on from the past, kind of, you know, a little bit slower time. Now you're kind of coming out and it's really shiny. I wish it was spring because that would be perfect with the, yeah. with yeah. the seasons, but it's, you're not on that vibe right now. You're really, really doing a great job. And this is supposed to be fun.
I love it.
All right.
I love hearing that part of it too, because yeah. I naturally, when there's a lot of action, sometimes I go into overwhelm when there's a lot of plates spinning at the same time. Mm-hmm. So the fun reminder definitely is coming from my angels, because that's the part I don't want to miss, especially with the personal part of my life and how fun the kids are right now, and just everything, all of it can be missed if I'm in a state of overwhelm. And then that, maybe that's why the alignment message you had early in this episode, like, really jumped out to me. I wrote it down. I feel like it was my angels telling me, like, make sure you hear this because I think that's going to be really important so that I can have fun.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, it's only fun if it's fun.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
Yes.
Like, if it's not fun, it's not fun. It's only fun if it's fun. And it doesn't mean that you don't have bad days, good days, low days, of course, you know, but you are actually in a very sweet spot right now. And you're being viewed as a leader. They kept on saying time to shine. So it's, you're being viewed as a leader, a communicator. So lean into that big time.
Yeah.
And you'll see, you may have some people come to you for some kind of mentorship or teaching or something like that as well.
Well, that's very exciting. Because I feel like the last time, a year ago, it was, I think it was a year ago, your message was like, you need to slow down. You need to ask for help. You're overloading yourself. You know, you can't do it all. And so you've had that year. And now.
That's interesting. I didn't remember that. Now the song for you.
Right? Wasn't that last year, Cole? I feel like it was.
Now the song is, I'm coming up. I want the world to know it's that song. I think that meant that song was about coming out of the closet. I'm not insinuating that. I just think of it like, I'm coming out to shine.
Imagine, right? She just abandons her family. She's like, see ya.
I'm letting myself be fully seen.
Yes. Yes.
And the You Can Sip With Us people are like, Erica said that. Oh my God. No, it's this is a good time. This is really juicy. And I think nothing that you have and nothing that's going on right now can you not handle. You have got this. If not you, then who? It's you. Tag, you're it.
Yeah.
Cool. Cool. What about for, I love that, Erica. Thank you.
Oh, good. Of course.
Thank
okay.
You.
So let me see for Ashley. I'm going to write a little bit. Interesting.
Ooh.
Okay. So this is very interesting. So earlier in the show, I talked about mind, body, spirit and how they all inform each other. So sometimes if you have things going on spiritually, it comes out in the body. Sometimes if you have things in the body, it affects the mind. It's like it all kind of works together. We don't blame one for the other, but they all correlate. So sometimes things that I see in spirit are reflected here on earth. So it kind of happens at the same thing. So it was interesting. They said this, you have had so much outflow and so much creation and business and creating this podcast or a business, or you've had so much outflow. This is a phase of digestion. You are absorbing, you're digesting all that you have created. And it's almost like a sponge that's saturated. You kind of, you're soaking it all in and digestion. And what was weird when I wrote that digestion is you worked on healing your digestion, right?
I did.
So you physically healed it. So that you could create space to spiritually digest everything. Do you understand that?
Yes. But what is interesting is I have, for the last, probably my whole life, actually, but certainly for the last, you know, 15 years when I discovered personal development. But I think even when I was younger, I was constantly trying to grow, evolve. What's next? What's better? How can I be better? And you mean you heard me with the parent? What'd you write?
Ashley is looking for what's next.
Okay,
look at the page. I'm showing it. It says Ashley is looking for what's next, but she is in her digestion. She is to absorb everything that she's created and done and just digest that. You're like a slingshot right now, Ashley.
Is this is the first time in my life that I can ever remember that I am not answering every call to grow. I am not, like, I've sort of almost not fully stopped coaching myself because that's just a habit that I do, but I have not felt a pull to continue the input. like I have forever, right? For as long as I can remember, I did have my parenting question at the top. So there's a part of me that will always be like seeking to be better. But yes. I feel the most settled and calm and grounded that I ever have in my life. And it's kind of wild because I've never known this side of me that is like, you don't have to answer every call to grow. Like you can just live in the now. So yeah,
that's I mean, it. I guess, and uh-huh. it's important. And it was important that you physically healed. So now you can spiritually create that space. Remember, everything happens on all levels at once. So they really said that you have been looking for what's next, but she's in the digestion phase. Yeah. You are absorbing everything you've created, right? Mm-hmm. Without striving or reaching, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. You have been looking for the next thing and what's next and pushing yourself, but you are slowly just, you're letting it kind of absorb, you're feeling, you're looking at everything you've done. And that's kind of like a little bit, you'll see it'll kind of start to shift and change. It's like that slingshot, you know, you have to pull it back a little bit and then it can kind of move forward. So right now you're just cool down, let it absorb, let everything you've done absorb. This is a very good time and getting into that peaceful place. You asked earlier about being, you know, what was the word that you used? Not despondent.
Oh, complacent.
Complacent, right? Yeah. You're so used to striving, feeling. You're like, am I complacent? It's like, no, you're just digesting and you're finding some peace.
Yeah.
That's all. Mm. And it's just leaning into that and going, that's okay. And then if your mind goes, but what's next? You can just say, I don't know.
Right.
And that's okay.
Yeah. Yeah. It's okay. I mean, it's also the first time that I've not wanted to like make more money necessarily or continue hitting goals. But then I also am like, but I want all the money at some point. Like I'm going to be in the growth period again, right? But then I'm like, but this feels so good right now. So I just need to be.
Just let it be. Just give yourself that ease and grace, just like you asked with the parenting. Just give yourself ease and grace. Absolutely. And yes, you will slingshot. So remember that.
Great.
I love that analogy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Erica. Now do me. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah.
but speaking of you, everyone who listens to this, every single time you're on, they want more of you. Mm-hmm. So how do they get that? Tell them all the ways that they can get more of you.
Oh, thank you so much. So you guys, you can follow me on Instagram at Spiritual Medium Erica.
E-R-I-K-A.
And you can listen to my podcast, which is called You Are Not Alone. It's everywhere that you listen to a podcast or whatever. Mm-hmm. If you want to schedule a reading with me, I'm booking out in the spring. So you can email info@ericagabriel.com to reserve one-on-one time. And the other thing that I have is really cool is I do workshops. They're about 3 hours. They have one intention. And I've started putting those on my website, ericagabriel.com. So it's ericagabriel.com. I love you. I love your listeners. I'm so honored, honestly, that you want me to keep on coming back for more.
Yes.
So thank you. Really, it's a blessing. It's a true blessing.
All right. One of my favorite things that we were talking about with Erica that stuck with me is making sure that we are aligned. And one of the things that everybody talks about is how important, I'm serious, gut health is to our alignment, to our mental health, to our immunity, and of course, our digestion. And that's why ritual is a non-negotiable for me in my daily routine. If you're looking for digestive support, Ritual has got your back, or rather your biome, with Symbiotic Plus, a 3-in-1 supplement of clinically studied pre, pro, and postbiotics to support a balanced gut microbiome with daily use. Probiotics contain the live microorganisms themselves, the kind that make up a flourishing microbiome. Prebiotics contain the nutrients those microorganisms need, and postbiotics are natural byproducts that support the gut barrier. With Symbiotic Plus from Ritual, you get all 3-in-1 in a clinically studied supplement to support a balanced microbiome with daily use. In a study that modeled the human colon, Symbiotic Plus increased the growth of beneficial bacteria and microbial diversity. Listen, this is a lot of stuff that just, you know, I believe it. It's all sciencey and it's true. But the thing is I notice a difference when I take these. And that's why I seriously love promoting this product on our podcast. I'm so glad that we get to partner with them because I truly feel like getting your gut figured out
really can impact the way that you feel. I felt immediately better pretty much once I started taking Ritual and having that pro and post biotic support. But I love that it helps really support my gut and digestive health. And the more that I'm learning, I mean, there's all these things, right, about the connectedness between everything in our brain and our gut, which is just crazy to me, but I feel really good when I take these. It's designed with a delayed release capsule to help reach the colon, not the stomach, an ideal place for probiotics to survive and grow. All you need is one that you take daily. It's nice too, because it's like this little pop of mint scented. It's like my favorite vitamin that I take. It's so minty and fresh. And a little capsule for simple, streamlined gut support.
So get your gut going. Support a balanced gut microbiome with Ritual Symbiotic Plus. Get 25% off your first month at ritual.com/sip. That's 25% off at ritual.com/sip. Happy squatting. Okay.
Let's bring it home.
I got that one. I got that one.
No, it's over.
And I got a Jake jump, some joke drums, you know, like, ba-dum-tsh.
This is perfect.
Yeah. Nailing it.
I can't believe this whole new mix of band that we have, basically.
I know. Oh, my God. That was an accidental thing that turned into just an absolute blessing.
A riot. Yeah, this was great. Erica's the best. Thank you, Erica, again.
We still have so many more questions. So if we wanted to kind of gauge what you guys thought, was this interesting to listen to when we did more specific ones? Because we thought if you like this, we have so many more questions. We just didn't have the time. Yep. And we can get her back on the show. She offered.
For part three.
So we need feedback. Hit up the reviews. Hit up our DMs. Send us emails. We will get her back for more. What's your rant, Colleen?
I was going to write... And I wrote, like, so I was packing for a weekend away and we're going to Vegas. And I really don't have a lot of Vegas clothes anymore that I feel great. Like, I don't go those kinds of places that often.
No.
Yeah. And so then it's far and few between. I'm like, wait, how do I do this? Like, what do I wear to Vegas? Right.
Right.
And it's like just the mental load of figuring out outfits when you're packing for a trip. It really is like.
This is literally my exact same rant.
Seriously?
Because of Taylor Swift.
It is like overwhelming.
Picking the outfit, the right outfit. And then you also, I don't know about Vegas, but you have to factor in weather.
Yes.
Shoes. Right?
Comfort.
Yes. Comfort, longevity, things. Yes. Are you going to be sitting down? Like if you're in blackjack table, you're sitting down. Are you going to be standing up, dancing? Are you moving? Are you hugging me? Like all the things.
It's a lot.
It is a lot. That's so funny. That's literally my exact same.
Well, I'll pivot. You can keep riffing on that. But also, so we get all packed. We get to the airport. We go to...
Oh, that wasn't the rant.
Well, it was a starter rant.
Okay.
I'll let you take the rest on that one. But it was going to be my rant until this other thing happened. So we get to the airport. By the way, for those of you who heard the story about my car and us leaving the car keys in the car at the airport. This is our first time back to the airport. And Chris makes this whole to-do as we're going into the airport, like pretending to be best friends with my car, you know, and acting like a little hero.
Oh, we won't leave you, baby. Or like,
yes.
What?
Yes. And he expected praise for just doing the normal thing, which is like caring about a large asset of ours and my car. Yeah.
Right. Of ours. That's the key thing, right?
Yeah. He didn't feel like I gave him enough credit. And then at the end of the trip, he said that he wanted to have a segment on our podcast and he had a private submission he wanted to send to just Ashley without me included. So more to come on that.
But then I said, send it to me now. And he said, I'll reach out to your editor. So I couldn't tell if he was like really going to.
Oh, he's planning something. Okay. So we get to the airport. We go to... PDX is beautiful now, and they have an oven and shaker inside the airport, which is gorgeous, right? So we go, we're like, let's have a cocktail. And we sit down. It's packed, right? It's like Thursday night. There's business people coming and going. There's people headed out on trips just like us. And we sit down. We can't wait to get a cocktail. We have just like 30 minutes, perfect amount of time to like quickly order and enjoy and then get to the gate. No one's coming around. We don't see, servers kind of come, but they don't even like look at us. Right? They're just sort of like walking past us. And they're kind of like swirling all around us, but they're not coming to us.
Right.
And we had a lot to talk about that night. So like
you know, 10 minutes have gone by. We're like wrapped up in conversation. And then I'm like, wait, we still haven't gotten like a drink. Right.
Yeah.
And so then I'm starting to get a little bit like, wait, now we only have like 20 minutes to order a drink. Wait, now we only have 15 minutes to order a drink. So finally I make eyes with one of the servers who comes over. He sees the worry in my face. Right. I'm like, hey, like, help, you know, I'm like desperately like trying to track him down. He's like, hey, can I help you? I'm like, yeah, we would love to be able to order. Like, are you the right person for that? And he's like, yeah, sure. You know, what can I get for you? And he's so gracious and like, you know, takes our orders and stuff. And then he leaves. And I'm like, okay, let's just get the drinks going. And then I look down and on the table, on every, where everybody's seating, like literally right as you, if you were to sit and just glance down, it says order right here from this QR code. Not even just scan a QR code to get the menu, like literally just order right here. And everybody else figured it out. And Chris and I looked at each other and we're like, we are officially like the old cranky people trusted. Now.
Yeah.
Like this is a sign. You these things are signs. We're crotchety. Yeah.
You're crotchety. And I would have been the exact same way. I think.
Yes. And he was so gracious. He didn't even say, oh yeah, literally just look right in front
of you. Right there. If you were to open your eyes. Yeah.
In front of you.
Yeah.
And you know how quick the drinks came out?
Lickety split.
He had them come out really, really fast. And then we actually ordered an appetizer because we're like, oh, it's right here. And it was awesome to order right from there. It was like the easiest thing in the world. It was very, very fast.
I feel like I did have a similar experience because I went to Oven and Shaker with you that night that I was there. And then I went to the one at the airport because I wanted another one of those drinks. Those drinks with
I got that one, the same one you ordered.
But you get it at the airport?
Yes.
Okay, well, you got to get it at the restaurant because didn't you? Well, you tasted mine at the restaurant. It did not taste the same at all. And I was very disappointed.
I had a good one at the airport.
There was no ginger in it, which is the whole reason I ordered it.
Yeah.
You know, but I think I sat there for a little bit like, hello, anyone? Yeah. And then they weren't that busy. So I did get attention, but I did sit there longer than I wanted to.
Yeah.
It is interesting that they don't say, oh, go ahead and order right there. If they just see someone sitting, I don't know.
Yeah.
But I feel like I didn't wait as long as you did, but I had that same, and I think the QR code, because a lot of times it's on the table, like you said, but it's just the menu. And so but then they have menus, like real menus now. And I'm like, oh, that's old from COVID or something like that, right?
Yes.
Like when they didn't use menus anymore. I would have probably overlooked that too. And in fact, I think I did.
Yeah.
So anyway, my rant is just already what we talked about. So I can do rave.
Want to just cut right to rave?
I mean, I guess. My rave is just, we talked about it at length over on Patreon. Again, we have a second weekly show over there. Drops on Fridays, $5 a month. patreon.com/youcansitwithus. But I talked about how it was Rebby's birthday. And one of the things that I loved about this year specifically that I noticed, and I think I could have noticed it before, but we have like newer people in our life in the last year. And so maybe it was just more apparent, but as my kids' birthdays are like my favorite days ever, but as they get older, more people love them.
Yeah.
And so on her birthday, and I'm assuming it'll be on Mac's birthday too, it wasn't just me, like his family, like us, my grandparents, his, you know, John's the grandparents, and then a certain number, like you would always send gifts, and then like our siblings sometimes would send gifts or call, right? But it's like the kind of like the core. And we all think our kids are just absolutely the most best things on the planet. And all we want is for them to feel so special and celebrated. And so this year, there were just so many more people I felt like that sent me messages or videos or gave her a card, or like several people in the neighborhood dropped off gifts. And I just realized like how fun it is to have your children get more and more love the more people that know them, you know. I just thought that was cool. So her day was amazing. It was really fun celebrating her, but I also just loved, like, she was so happy all day, and it was like kind of staggered. So like, you had sent a gift early, we had her kid's birthday party one, so she got gifts, then someone forgot to bring a gift, so then a couple days later she dropped a gift, and then the day of opens gifts, we got a couple more throughout the day, so then she came home, then family came over, and so it was like all staggered, which was just like so fun.
I love
that. Anyway, the whole thing was just special. Yeah.
That's so cool. What's your rave? Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Revy girl. Mm-hmm.
My rave, I kind of raved about it over on Patreon. I loved being in Vegas. I love that city. I love the drama. I love the food. I love just the decor everywhere. The Bellagio at Christmas time. Oh my gosh.
Is it?
Gorgeous.
Never been. Yeah. Bigger. Is that where you guys stayed? Bellagio?
No. We were at Aria.
Yeah. That's
and then Aria and Bellagio and Cosmopolitan, they're all like connected.
Right there.
You know, yeah. So we just kind of like bebopped around a little bit. Mm-hmm. And the observatory, which is like in the middle of the Bellagio, kind of, they have this big, huge, open like observatory room. Big
yeah.
ceilings. And they do this, just these larger than life kind of like things you can walk through, like art exhibitions almost.
Yeah.
And the Christmas one, it was insane.
Mm.
Like a teddy mm-hmm. bear to the ceiling with like real roses just everywhere. I mean, it's just.
Oh my gosh.
Incredible yeah. there. I just yeah. love it.
That and, is really. Mm-hmm.
And it's just, it's also fun Magic. To get away when it starts getting cold and rainy here. It's fun mm-hmm. to get away mm-hmm. to dry places.
Yeah.
And it's fun to have time with Chris to just have fun together.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. to have those mm-hmm. moments where you can just like reconnect
yeah.
and just laugh and have fun yeah. and travel and like get on a plane together and go somewhere.
Yes.
Especially those quick trips too, where mm-hmm. you're like getting away, but you're coming right back mm-hmm. and you're not out of pocket for too long, you know, because you miss the kids as soon as you get to the airport, feels like, you know, mm-hmm. just like. We're sitting at Evan and Shaker showing each other pictures of the kids.
Like, I mean, but, I don't. That's crazy. When people talk like that, that's crazy. But okay. But we want, I mean, I've heard that so many times before and I'm like, okay, all right. Because I miss them, but not that much. I'm excited.
It's fun to get away though. It's fun to have Chris to myself, to laugh, to have fun, to just like enjoy each other's yeah. company.
That and is why I like yeah. the 2-day thing though, because I do miss them by day two.
Yes.
I'm like, okay, get me home. But get I don't do it home. At the airport on the way out. On the way out, I'm like, what? Who's making the best margarita? You know what I mean?
Searching for the yeah. waiter. But it was a lot of fun. And yes. Yay!
That was so fun.
I also love a great recommendation, Vegas Starfish. I get hit up a mm-hmm. lot by like people will DM me. They'll say, what's that Vegas person you recommended?
Yeah.
Vegas Starfish. She is a Instagram person who lives in Vegas, like goes to all the Vegas places. And then she will, like, you can pay her to like put together your trip if you want. But we spent, I think it was like $10, and we downloaded this guide that we use Ooh. All the time that has everything you can think of. Places to go get a pedicure, yeah. places to go get brunch, best places to, I mean, she
Is that how you found the head spa?
Yes. She good thinks find. Of it all. She's mm-hmm. really, really good. And all her recommendations are so solid. So check her out. But I love when people recommend things and you get excited to try it. And then it's like, awesome. Mm-hmm. It's the best.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
Anyway. All right. We love all of you.
We love ya. I think we already gave you a bunch of instructions for the show.
So, yeah, lots.
You know, do all of those things that we already told you. Don't forget about merch.
Yes.
You can sit with us always.
And we will see you.
See you. Next Tuesday.
Bye.
Want more? You can sit with us. How about another round of your favorite podcast? We
Sign me up.
Join us for another round over on Patreon. That's where we give you the down and dirty. We get yeah. raw and real.
We raw dog it over there.
Oh, yeah. Every Friday, at least, we drop Friday episodes over on Patreon and additional content. It's all ad free. You can sign up. Go to Patreon, Patreon.com/ You Can Sip With Us, or download the Patreon app and search You Can Sip With Us. Become a patron. $5, guys.
It's $5 a month. I mean, just give up your latte one day. One day out of 30 days, boom, paid for.
Yeah. Yeah. Totes, kabotes. Do it. We'll see you over there.
KCO.
Every Friday,
love
guys.
Love you.
Bye.
You're our crew. Bye.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.